the Knights have moved up 8 spots in the NCAA rankings. They now sit at 17 entering the week. A couple of big games coming up, but the vibes in the clubhouse have to be sky high right now. Let's check in with someone who lives it every single day, the man who has this team rolling right now, the head coach Rich Wallace, on with us here today. Rich, welcome to the show. Your first appearance on In the Zone, the first of many, I am predicting. How you doing, my friend?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for having me on. I've listened to the show a bunch, but first time on, so appreciate you having me on.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that. A long way to go, but congrats on the early season success. This is your first year with the program. Did any part of you expect to have this level of success this early on?
I mean, probably not this level, but you saw some things early in the fall with some of the guys we were able to bring in and some of the guys that chose to stay around, that if we could do some certain things, you know, offensive, defensively, and on the mat, we would have a chance to play UCF-type baseball, and we're starting to see that.
Has the transfer portal impacted the college baseball game as much as it's impacted pretty much every walk of college athletics? Is that something that you guys are dealing with now on an annual basis? I know it's newer to the sport, but transfer portal, NIL, are these things impacting college baseball, or is it not made it to that sport just yet?
Oh, it's alive and well in our sport, and we're going on what is probably year 3 of it, but year 2 where it's hot and heavy with everybody, especially at the Power 5 level.
How does that change things for you in terms of your approach to the game, the players? Is it more of an off-season thing where you worry about this kind of stuff? How often is that aspect of the game and team building on your mind?
It's an everyday thing, from the team building stuff as far as what your team is looks like, what the roster right now looks like, how you get that going, and then for us, recruiting it's a 12-month job. Like we don't take a day off with it. You're always thinking about it, and with our sport, with the draft being so late and not even really knowing what your roster for the next year is going to look like until basically a week before school starts, it's always on our minds.
So I think your story is an interesting one. You played college ball at UCF. Do you see a noticeable difference in the campus and the way that things operate internally from the early 2000s when you played to now being the head coach?
1,000%. Like, as soon as you drive up University, right? Like, it looks completely yeah. different.
You're 100% right. So I graduated. I don't mean to cut you off, but you just nailed it. I graduated in 2010, and it was cool then, but that ride up to campus, right when you get close to the campus, right at University, blows my mind. I already didn't get anything done in college, Rich. No chance I would be productive over there.
Yeah, that's a struggle for most people, I could imagine. But like as soon as you drive up, like you said, it's completely different, and just the way the athletic department as a whole operates and the vision for it, and this is an exciting time to be at UCF.
So not only is it your first season, it's UCF's first season playing Big 12 baseball. What kind of challenge has that posed in terms of the competition that you face week after week?
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges with it. Obviously, you said it with the competition, like the physicality and the overall talent of the lineup 1 through 9, and even the guys coming off the bench to the pitching staffs. And then you're talking about elite-level coaches in our league that have done this for a long time. And not to mention the travel. Like, we're as far away from everybody as we could get in this league. And to travel and ask our guys to do what we've asked them to do, play on a Wednesday night, travel to Norman, Oklahoma, and play on a Friday and get home on Sunday night at midnight to 2 in the morning, like, it's a challenge. But our guys, they're excited about it, and they're looking forward to even more of it.
I mean, one of the things that is standing out to me right now, looking at the updated D1 baseball rankings over on the NCAA site, UCF, so you're not only ranked 17th, I think maybe most impressively, you're the top-ranked Big 12 school. What does that mean to you?
I mean, to say that, like, most people wouldn't have said we would say that in April, and that's exciting for the players. They've worked really hard to get to this point. And that's a testament to the work that them and the assistant coaches have done. But we talked about it, you know, ad nauseum the last 2 weeks. Like, we have some goals in mind, and none of them were to be ranked in April. So that's nice, but not really a focus of ours. We're trying to win some some things that people can't vote for.
We're talking to UCF baseball coach Rich Wallace. He's got this team rolling right now, the top-ranked Big 12 school in the country, 17th-ranked overall. Your boss, Terry Mahajer, is a ball of energy. Anytime that I've had a chance to listen to him talk, I always end up a little more charged up after the fact. How's he been as a boss thus far?
Awesome. Anything that we needed, that we thought we needed to push this program forward, he's been completely behind. And he's, you know, he's around, but he's not too around. And you could just feel the support and the energy. Like, it's hard not to get fired up to do your job every day when that's the guy leading this athletic department. It's been a blessing.
29 games in now, Rich. Who do you want to give a shout-out to from the team? A guy that you've seen come in, put his head down, do the work every day to get better. I'm sure that there's more than one, and feel free to name as many as you want in this moment. But the guys that you're seeing put in the work, you're seeing it pay off, that deserve a little extra pub right now.
Yeah, I think the hometown hero, the transfer from the University of Florida, from Apopka, Matty Prevest, like, he's come in and really just taken everything that we've asked him to do, and he's leading our team in hitting. He's hitting leadoff, something he's probably never done in his life. He just accepted that challenge and really has pushed this team forward. And then I think on the pitching side, our six-year senior, Kyle Kramer, been unbelievable, team captain, and then what Chase Sintala has done at the back end of the bullpen. Like, those two guys have made themselves elite relievers no matter what league you're talking about.
You guys have an exciting brand going out there over on the east side of Orlando. Are you starting to see the support? I'm sure that if it's not there yet, it's coming. But are you starting to see the groundswell of support, especially now, this time of year, where people go, okay, what else is going on? Oh, we've got a baseball team in town that's crushing it right now. Are you starting to see that around the ballpark?
Yeah, we saw it early a little bit, and like, you just saw glimpses of it. And then I think as people got to around this team and watch this team play and how much fun they're having, it's kind of hard not to rally around them. And the last two weekends at home in the league, you could really feel like Friday night in a one-run ball game, basically, and a part of that when Chase and Tyler's closing it out, and I'm just in the back of the dugout, like, you could feel the place shaking inside the dugout, and that's an unbelievable advantage for our guys, and not only for our guys to – it makes it easier for them to play, but it also makes somewhere tough for somebody else to come into, and that's what we're trying. We're trying to build one of the toughest places for any opposing team to come into in the Big 12.
It's awesome to see thus far, and excited to see what the rest of the season holds. Like you said, this is just the beginning. This is not the goal, but it's a nice start. At UCF Baseball is how you can follow them on social, or UCFKnights.com for the latest schedules, ticketing, and all of that. Thanks so much, Rich. I look forward to catching up with you down the road, and good luck this week.
Thanks for having me on. I look forward to it, too.